now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I am joined, as always, by Gemma Kaneko.
I'm here.
You are here. And for the first time in a very long time, Cut 4 editor, Matthew Monaghan.
The best thing about that was...
Hey, what's up, guys? I hope that sounds good on the podcast.
Yeah, Matt brought with him a whole crowd of people.
That he tried to get to applaud for him.
Yeah, and there was just icy silence.
They're all just here, quiet.
Yeah.
Hiding, yeah. Embarrassed by me, probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I am. You are. Every day. Every day I say to myself, ugh. I'm going to go to work. Matt may or may not be there.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not, because I will just feel so deeply embarrassed when I see him.
That's why I try to stay out of the office. I'm just an embarrassment
good.
To this
yeah,
to the company. Yeah. I try to just
stay
in my basement and just, you know.
Blog.
Just blog. Yeah, don't even type loudly. Just like a little mouse. You know,
yeah.
Well, like a mouse, like a rat. Come on.
A rat, yeah.
Well, everyone appreciates it. I know in the league office, they all say, they were here yesterday giving a speech that they were happy that you were not here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the first order of business?
That was like opening statement.
Is Monaghan here? Oh. Okay.
Good. Good job. Yeah.
Bring out the pizza and the ice cream.
Yeah. All we do is have pizza parties.
Yeah.
But thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Happy to be in our studio, on our podcast.
Of course. I love being here. Even though you don't like having me here.
I really don't like having you here, but I appreciate the one time I ask you to be here.
I showed up on time, yeah.
We got a lot to get to. Spring training is really underway. I mean, it is like full-on training. In the spring. That's what's happening.
Is it technically spring?
No.
No, not yet. But it will be shortly.
It's cold out.
Yeah. It is cold.
And it's warm down there in Florida. They almost got hit by a tornado in Florida. I think it's always warm in Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always hot.
So things are going nuts.
Desert.
Yeah, desert. Yeah.
Weather is happening.
Mad Max.
It's the Mad Max.
It's all Mad Max.
But so the first thing we'll talk about is maybe how we might, if we had to go to spring training, how we might transport ourselves there. We're going to talk a little bit about movies, baseball movies. We're running an MLB movie bracket right now on our site. We're going to break that down, and then we're going to finish it up by going back to college and talking about some college classes. But
college.
Before we get to all of that, we are going to do the Cut Forecast pop quiz.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
Which, as you know, Matt, you may not. I know you don't listen to the podcast.
I don't know.
But the Cut Forecast pop quiz, we do a trivia or a challenge at the beginning of the podcast, and the loser has to go first when they sum up the podcast in 140 characters at the end of the show, and the winner gets to go last.
Sounds good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I kind of like going first.
Well, then.
I usually lose on the quiz.
Yeah, as the commissioner of
a really bad job right now.
As the commissioner of the Cut Forecast, I need to fix this tanking issue that we have here. So here's the way we're going to play. We're going to do 20 questions. We tried this before and it was a disaster.
Is this going to be harder?
Theoretically, it will be harder.
Okay.
Because it's going to be 20 questions and you have to guess what I'm thinking of, and it's anything in the realm of baseball. It can be anything.
Okay.
All right.
We can do this.
Wow.
So, I have my thing. It's written down, so I'm not going to cheat.
I feel like you're thinking of, like, five things all the time, so I'm going to try to see if it's one of those five.
Okay, maybe I'm just going to make you go first anyway.
Okay.
All right, now, so, 20 questions. Who wants to ask the first question?
I will.
All right.
Go for it.
So, this anything in baseball?
Anything in baseball.
Past or present.
Place thing. Yeah. Yeah,
future. Is it... Is it a person?
No.
Ooh,
19.
Wait.
I think I know what it is.
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't know.
Wait, but that was a really exaggerated no.
I don't think he's sure.
If it's a person.
I'm pretty sure it's a no.
What would it be then if it's not, if it's like a sort of, is it a mascot?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
18.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Is it a National League mascot?
Yes, 17.
Is it a humanoid mascot?
No, 16.
Is it in the NL East?
Yes. 15.
Is it Mrs. Met?
No. 14.
Is it Mr. Met?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Wow, that was pretty good.
I probably should have thought of my answer to the person, place, thing. I probably should have figured that out before we did this. I feel like that was maybe a dead giveaway.
Yes.
Your first answer
also,
was a dead giveaway.
Also, Mr. Yeah. Met is definitely a humanoid.
Yeah, I'd say he's a humanoid.
He's anthropomorphic.
Right, but he's not. But he's like.
I would not call him humanoid.
He has arms and legs and a head like a human does. Like that's.
But
his
he's a baseball.
But he's not a circle that rolls around. He has a human body.
But I guess most mascots are kind of humanoid, right?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they none of them roll just the roll
only
around,
option
do
that
they?
Would be the only option that you'd have to be like that's not a humanoid would be like Hank because he's
well, right.
Yeah, Hank.
To me,
yeah.
Humanoid implies more like he's a human, attempting to represent a human,
like
the swinging Friar.
Like Friar, that's what I was
yeah,
thinking.
Like, okay. Yeah. Whereas or Bernie Brewer.
Whereas, so if right. you said is it a person and it was Bernie Brewer, would you have said yes?
I may have said yes. I'm not sure.
Because I think there's a distinction.
Yeah, I mean, that was part of the confusion, is that, I mean, Mr. Met is not a person.
Yeah, not
really.
He's
a mister, though.
I feel that are you saying Mr. Met doesn't deserve legal representation under the law?
No, he definitely does. He definitely does. But I do feel like, I don't know, it was tough.
He's a person to me.
I should have thought about that. Yeah. I blew this.
He's a person to me.
He's a person to us.
Baseballs are people, too.
They are people, yeah. Especially Mr. Met.
Especially when they have heads and walk around
and wave.
He's a family. Yeah, yes, he's got a whole family.
He does a whole family.
T-shirt cannon.
He is a family that I desperately want to be part of.
I love.
I want to be adopted by
I wish.
Mr. and Mrs. Met.
Yeah.
No offense to my parents, but Mr. and Mrs. Met seem like a really great family that I would have liked to have been a part of. Okay, well let us really delve into this now. So the first thing that we're going to talk about here is related to Mr. Met. That's why I picked Mr. Met. Is
yes.
that one of his players? I don't know.
Is it his player?
I don't know.
Does he own the team?
No, I don't know. Doesn't he own the team?
I think he does. Yeah.
I feel like he's the owner of the team.
I think that's true. Yeah.
Mr. Met. So one of his coworkers is Yoenis Cespedes, outfielder. And one of the many things that we have learned is that Mr. Cespedes loves him some cars.
He does indeed.
He has some pretty fancy cars. We saw a Polaris Slingshot, which is not technically a car and is actually a like motorcycle thing. Yeah. I don't know. It had three wheels.
Yeah,
it was a tricycle.
Yeah.
He also has a Lamborghini Aventador, which was customized.
Butterfly doors too on it.
Yeah, well that comes standard on the Lamborghini Aventador, Matt.
Oh, does it?
It does. But the and then he also today, we're recording this on what is this, Thursday?
Something like that.
He rolled in a Alfa Romeo, a red Alfa Romeo 8C, fancy stuff.
Yeah,
and
fancy guy.
Yeah. Theoretically, tomorrow, which is Friday, he will have another car that is fancy. He tweeted a preview photo. It looks like some sort of a Jeep. So this man likes cars. And here's the other thing, though, is that he decides to arrive in spring training in these fancy cars. How did Madison Bumgarner arrive in spring training?
I mean, he drove a trailer full of horses there, right?
He had horses. He had horses with him.
Yeah.
And then, as we know, Daniel Norris, pitcher, drove a van to spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do it this year?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, did he?
He did. I don't know if he did the same like camping thing, but he drove it there.
I think he did. I think he was on a trip or something.
He drove it there, definitely.
So the question then is this. Mm-hmm. You have all these many methods of transportation at your fingertips. You've car, you could have a train, you could have an airplane, Hyperloop, I don't know. How would you want to get to spring training if you had to go? You're a player, you have unlimited resources. Monaghan, why don't we ask you first? How would you go to spring training?
For my first arrival after the long off season, you know, people are waiting for me to come and see what I'm going to
It's true, we are. Similar to how we're waiting for you to appear on the Cut 4 Cast.
Yes.
Exactly. I would probably take a float.
Like a parade float?
Like a parade. Like I'd have a parade.
A whole parade.
Like a ticker tape parade. Yeah, like when I got in there, like throwing t-shirts to the kids, you know, for the kids. It's all for the kids.
It is for the kids.
Hot dog machines, shooting hot dogs out to the, you know, older
fans.
Would
there be a mascot of you?
There'd be a mascot of me, and there'd be a giant float behind me, of me. Like a float of just me, right? Like hovering behind me, like over the top.
Made of roses.
Yeah, completely of roses. Like Vin Scully's on top, announcing, like, me going in. Like,
so you're on the Dodgers, or this?
No, team. Any team. Yeah, just I got Vin Scully. We're friends. You know, we went to Fordham. So
I see. All right.
In this fantasy of your life, why not?
This is just the first day. You know, after
What's the
that,
second day?
After that, it's just like a bike or something. You know, it's nothing.
Just ride a bike.
Just ride a bike. Ride
a bike. Regular
yeah,
bike.
A fixed
regular
gear. Bike. Yeah. Okay.
Walk, just walk.
Maybe walk. Yeah.
Walk by.
Yeah.
Hitchhike.
Run. Yeah. Hitchhike. Maybe. Yeah.
They never see you again.
Well, yeah, they don't know Florida. Your face after the float.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the guy with the parade.
Yeah, they know who I am.
It's
down
the
there.
Guy with the parade.
No, they would love
they
it.
They love me. Yeah. People love me.
People, they, the children. It's
for the
loves,
kids love me.
Everyone
the kids.
Loves, and kids drive cars, as we all know.
Right.
So this is great.
Kids are
and
good car drivers.
Love it
yeah.
when random roads
they
are
pick
closed
up,
because
yeah.
of parade traffic. So this is awesome. It's an awesome plan.
Yeah, you shut down the state. Yeah.
The whole
okay.
state.
So your plan, let me just restate it.
Just day one.
Is like to throw a parade for yourself on day one, shutting down the roads in the entire state of Florida or Arizona. It sounds like we're leaning toward Florida.
Florida, I think, yeah.
You will bring in fellow Fordham alumnus Vin Scully to announce yeah. uh-huh. as he rides on a parade float designed to look like you.
Right, made of roses.
Made of roses.
Yeah.
All right. Understated arrival. Gemma?
Very relaxing.
What is your plan?
I'm going to go a different route and not clog up all of the roads in a state.
Okay.
We're going to call it Florida cuz I don't want to go to Harry Potter world.
Fair enough. So
I was thinking about kinds of things that I want to do and I thought what would be more fun than a hot air balloon?
Okay.
With my face on it.
So I thought we were going to get something a little bit more down to earth.
No, I initially wanted it to be painted like a really old-timey hot air balloon,
right.
like some of the first ones, which looked insane, like Rococo gold paint mm-hmm. and like elephants and whatever. But then I didn't want people to mistake it for the circus, just like rolling in around the same time as spring training.
Real talk, know? If you're going to play baseball, it is the circus.
So I would obviously like to float down in a hot air balloon like the Wizard of Oz. I think it would be great.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you wear like an old-timey top hat and
yeah,
glasses?
Probably. I would probably do like a steampunky, terrible like monocle maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like maybe eye patch like Angelina Jolie and Sky Captain in The World of Tomorrow, a terrible movie that I saw.
I'm pretty sure that's the first reference to Sky Captain
ever
in the last 20
ever.
Years.
Yeah. Yep.
When did that movie come out? I don't know.
I don't even remember.
Not 20
I don't even
ago.
Remember. I just remember that she had an eye patch
10 years
in it.
Ago.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
And she
I like
flew around in the sky with an eye patch. That seems cool to me. I want to do that.
What are your feelings on an eye patch as an accessory just in daily life?
No.
Like
no,
a baseball
no.
player? Like a just
but like
daily
if you
life?
Don't need I don't the know. Eye patch, you should
I mean,
not have an eye
because
patch.
You, even if you don't need one, just wearing one just because
yeah,
it's cool?
Yeah, just as a fashion choice.
No.
No.
Is it like a fashionable eye patch or is it just black? Like what is it?
Like a
purple
like Burberry.
Yeah, fashion eye patch.
Like diamonds around the
would it have a fake eye in diamonds? Would that work for you?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Like it spins around the eye, the
one
fake
time
eyes.
I did like Mad Eye Moody, it's what you're thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
Exactly.
I did once know somebody who actually played baseball for NYU.
Did he have an eye patch?
He did as a fashion accessory. He did not need the
as
eye patch.
As a fashion accessory?
We were walking down a street and he told me that he knew everything about me because he said, what's your birthday? And I told him and he said, well, now I know because I am an astrologer. And proceeded to tell me about my relationship with everyone in my life. And I was like, well, this is what I should have expected from a person who wears an eye patch as a fashion accessory.
Is he currently in Major League Baseball?
No, he's not.
Ah. That would have been fun.
It would have been fun. And
Yoenis Cespedes.
Yeah. I didn't know he went to NYU. That's interesting.
I don't think anyone in MLB went to NYU, so.
Probably not.
It's all right.
Okay.
How would you arrive, since you hate our flashy arrivals?
Okay, well,
Dakota,
I don't hate your flashy arrivals.
What's your understated, quiet
Well,
arrival.
So if my first
angel
impulse.
Dakota.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, I sense a tone that does not need to be present in this conversation. I first thought that I would go the Cespedes route and pick a ridiculous car. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Ferrari 458 Italia. That's a good car.
You just looked at us like, wow. We know what that even would be.
Yeah, well, you know.
Is it a stick shift?
Sort of. So the point is that I would not do that, ultimately, because the flashy car thing is done. And then I thought, well, Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig, allegedly, according to reports, is purchasing a helicopter that he will use to commute to work.
That's amazing.
I thought that would be fun to buy a helicopter and fly that, similar to your hot air balloon. And then I thought, it's been done. Kobe Bryant did it. Now Puig's doing it.
Mm. Yeah.
Hovercraft. Not a hoverboard. No. Hovercraft.
Explain more.
How?
So.
Yeah.
If I were going to Florida for spring training, there's a lot of marsh down there. There's the Everglades. How would I know that I would be able to travel across such surfaces of land and sea and marsh? I would need a hovercraft just to make sure that I can get wherever it is I need to go in a straight line.
Where are you staying in this theoretical fantasy?
I don't know.
You're sort of like, oh, I just bought this mansion sight unseen, and it turns out it's in the middle of a marsh. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, I got to get a hovercraft.
Guess I need a duck boat.
I'm not going to buy a mansion.
Yeah, you got to get a duck boat?
No, I'm not buying a mansion for spring training. I may have Airbnb'd a mansion and not realize,
that it's literally floating in the middle of the Everglades.
Yeah, they probably hid it on the Airbnb. They didn't say you were in a swamp.
Right.
Like, why would they?
Why would they
say
that? Why would you put that down there?
Just in case you have a hovercraft.
What are those airboats?
Yeah, airboats.
Yeah, that's cool.
With the fans.
Yeah,
that'd be very Florida. People would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd appreciate that I was taking time to ingratiate myself with the local culture.
I don't think people ride around on hoverboards down there, though, do they?
Hovercrafts.
They don't ride.
But they would, I think,
appreciate
maybe I'd paint it in Orlando Magic colors. And they'd like that.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, there you go.
That dolphin's better.
Just take a dolphin.
That's a terrible idea.
not like a swimming one.
Like a taxidermied one?
No,
that's
like
even
a football
worse.
Player. Piggyback ride.
Oh, okay. I see. Like an actual member of the Miami Dolphins.
Yes, just have him carry
have him
you
with me. That's
to
a good
a spring training.
That would be a good idea.
Interesting.
Similar to a parade float, but fill it with Florida's favorite athletes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd That's be good.
Yeah. Then thereby declaring
Tim Tebow
yourself
could put him there. They love him down there.
Florida's absolute top favorite athlete would be you.
Right. Yeah. By osmosis.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think Monaghan won that one.
Yeah. I think that was the best one.
I think your parade.
Some people may think it's a little over the top, but.
But
my
it's spring training. That's what you know.
When
that's
people
what it's
think
all
of
about.
Spring training, they think really the glitz and glamour of spring training.
Right.
And I think that's what you're bringing.
I like the follow up that you're just like, after I've made this huge commotion, everyone will recognize me and will drive me wherever I want.
Right.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, just get rides to the stadium after that. Just do carpools. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on here to our next topic, equally important. We're currently in the midst of the MLB movie bracket. We've put together a list of 16 movies. We have them facing off in this bracket, which you are voting on our website, mlb.com/cut4. You can't miss it. We are currently down to the final four. The matchups are Field of Dreams versus The Sandlot, Bull Durham versus The Natural. Right now, it kind of looks like it's going to be Field of Dreams versus,
I think it's Bull Durham, isn't it?
Oh, it's been switching back and forth all day. It's
so
real close.
It'll be one of those two. By the time you listen to this podcast, it'll probably be down to the final, which we'll close voting on that in the evening on Saturday. I think it's 6 p.m. is when we're shutting the voting down, and we'll determine our winner. But it got us all talking about these movies, and we had to figure out how to rank them and seed them and all this sort of stuff. And so I'm going to put this question to you. What is your favorite baseball movie? Gemma, why don't you start?
As you can probably guess, I'm super annoying, and therefore my opinions on this are super annoying.
Great. Matt, why don't you go?
Jimmy, you're out of this question.
Well, you know that I'm going to say that I'm not the biggest fan of Field of Dreams or Bull Durham, which are in the top four and are very popular. Already my favorite movie is out of the bracket, which is The Bad News Bears. I love The Bad News Bears. It's probably my favorite baseball movie because I don't really like a lot of starry-eyed sentimental films, and Bad News Bears is definitely not that at all. Tatum O'Neal's in it. I really like her. When I was little and I would watch this movie with my dad, I'd be like, I want to be like her. Like, I wanted to be this amazing pitcher. I'm not athletic, and that went really badly.
Yeah.
But she was cool, and I was interested in that. And I can get behind kids who are like, oh, everyone's been mean to us our whole lives, but we're not going to rise above it. We're just going to be mean back. Like, it made me laugh.
Good lesson. It is a good lesson yeah, for the kids.
For the kids, yeah.
But in the sense, it's also not really a movie for children to watch.
No, it's very much not.
But my second favorite baseball movie, it's probably tied between A League of Their Own and The Natural, which are actually both kind of sentimental.
So let me get this straight. You don't like Starry-Eyed Sentimentalism, but you like The Natural.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, I find it less, like schmaltzy than Field of Dreams.
Ugh. No.
And I have
to... I think it's more schmaltzy.
The final scene where he hits the home run yeah. with the lights. How is that
and
not...
the song maybe, and the yeah. slow motion.
Maybe
and the...
my association of this is going to be even more annoying. I'm not even sorry, though. I read the book.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to say that.
And the book made me really sad. Like, the book is not... the ending of the book is not happy at all. And so I...
Oh, it's not.
No, it's not at all. And so I think that seeing the movie and having read the book, it appealed to that part of... that's why you shouldn't read books.
It's true.
It appealed to the part of me that understands that life in general is super disappointing, but in this film, it doesn't have to be. And I kind of like that.
No. Look, this is a safe space. The Natural is a terrible movie.
Well, I don't like Bull Durham, and I realize
that's fine. I
don't like Bull Durham that much either. But
yeah, fair enough. That's fine.
It, yeah.
The Natural is a terrible
movie.
The
only movie that I have said I hate that has generated some mild controversy around the office is Fever Pitch, but I think we can all acknowledge that that's terrible.
I think we can all agree that's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know.
My dad's favorite baseball movie, in case you guys were wondering, is the Grover Cleveland Alexander story, in which Ronald Reagan plays Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Interesting.
Which I was like, is this a real thing?
I didn't know that was a movie.
It is real. It's real.
Okay. Fair enough. Shout out to your dad.
Always shout out. I was thinking about it, and I was like, oh, what's his favorite baseball movie? My dad's something super weird. And it was.
I don't know what my dad's favorite baseball movie is. I should ask him.
I always thought it was Bad News Bears, because I was like, there's got to be a reason it's mine, because I watched it so much with him when I was a kid.
You know what I'll do?
Next time I see Bad News Bears?
70s?
Yeah, 70s movies. Yeah.
Not the new Bad News Bears.
Don't see that.
Don't even bother.
The next time I see my dad, I will watch Field of Dreams with him, and I bet you $1 billion he will weep openly the entire time.
Really?
He cries during that. He'll cry listening to this podcast.
Then you guys will go have a catch outside.
Oh, we'll have a catch.
I'll catch. That'll be it. Play catch. Do you have a preference about putting an article?
I would say play catch.
I want to have a catch.
I say play catch.
Really?
To your kids? That's what you guys say to your kids?
Yeah, all of my many children. Matt, what's your favorite baseball movie?
I like the sappy kind of movies.
Uh-huh.
Sappy baseball. Fantasy type. I like Field of Dreams. That's one of my favorites.
But is it and your favorite?
Do you have
it's,
an issue,
I think it's
though?
My favorite.
Because a lot of people bring up the issue that, like, you know, no one in that movie looks like they can really play baseball except for Kevin Costner, including all the people who are baseball player ghosts. Like, some of them bat with
Ray
the
wrong Liotta?
Hand. Yeah, Ray Liotta.
He could play.
Apparently he couldn't learn to hit lefty, so they were like, whatever, guess he's a righty now. Like that.
I don't get into the details of the these movies.
Well,
I just listen to the music and, you know.
I will say,
to the cornfields in Iowa. And
I appreciate a criticism of a film about a group of dead baseball players who come back to life. And the criticism is they don't look like they could really play baseball.
Okay, but here's the thing, is that if you're going to believe something that's outside of the realm, like you need something that grounds you in order to believe crazier things in art. You know that. You went to theater school.
I know that. I think that this is maybe a bridge too far. I'm sorry. It's a movie about dead baseball players coming back to life because a guy built a baseball field.
So you want to see the baseball players as themselves.
Okay,
like.
not to do this. It's not about baseball players. It's about family and memory.
Family, father and son. You know,
baseball. It's not about baseball. Anyway.
Well then, is it a baseball movie?
That's really the question, now, isn't it?
What's your favorite movie?
So that's Field of Dreams, and then. Probably Sandlot is right up there, too.
Sandlot.
I love Sandlot, yeah. I watched it so much. I mean, I think as a kid, it's just a movie you watch all the time.
I have seen it upwards of 30 times, probably.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
I will admit I've not seen it in a very long time.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
But whenever it's on, I, you know, watch like 5 minutes and then turn the channel.
A rave review. whenever it's on, I'll watch five minutes.
You know who's in both of those movies?
Not to. Who?
James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Good point.
Yes.
I realized that today. I was thinking about it. I was like, he's in both of those movies.
Do you think...
Is he in more baseball movies than Kevin Costner?
No.
No, he's not.
No, that's Costner. That's Costner's corner.
Yeah, that's Costner. Yeah.
Don't mess with Costner. Is James Earl Jones in every movie?
He's in Lion King. He's in most of them. Yeah.
He might be in every movie.
He's in Lion King, so he's probably in every other
Lion King,
movie as well.
Star Wars.
He's in all the, like...
I think he's in every
he's
movie.
He's a blockbuster king. He's the this true seems blockbuster like a, king.
This seems like a theory that is impossible to disprove.
Yeah, there's no way that you could ever,
yeah.
ever.
My favorite baseball movie.
Yes.
Uh-huh. One of the more recent baseball movies. Moneyball.
Hmm.
I think it's great. I love the book it's based on. I love that Brad Pitt was like, I'm going to make this into a movie and I'm going to play Billy Bean. I think that's funny. I like that other general managers were giving the real Billy Bean a tough time because Brad Pitt was playing him. I think that's fun. It's a great movie and the music's just awesome. I love that they don't win the final game, even though there's Hollywood had no control over that. I like that they lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
I like Moneyball a lot.
I like it a lot, too.
It's a really good movie. And I also think it's funny that they made a movie about math. That's really hard to do.
They made math cool.
They made math cool.
I will admit that there were some scenes and I was like, in a traditional sports movie, this montage, when it's just like literally Jonah Hill flipping through a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And the music's really intense. In any other sports movie, that would be a training montage. But it's a guy being my computer. It's pretty great
it's
for nerds.
It's awesome. I know. Well, I just got my glasses. I'm officially a nerd now.
Yeah, welcome.
And so this movie is my Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
It's just, it speaks to me deeply.
It is. It's baseball movie Citizen Kane.
I think so. Yeah. I think it, well,
I think it's like,
also, let's talk about the acting.
Part
the
when
streak's
he's,
great.
I mean, he's in the back, you know, Billy Bean, Brad Pitt's in the back, like, you know, angry and he doesn't know what's happening. And
Billy Bean is not like that at all, which is fun.
Yeah.
That makes it even more fun.
I know.
And like the acting is great. Philip Seymour Hoffman is in that.
Yeah, I know.
He's great. Like, you
he's
look at
he's perfect
him,
as Arnau. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, that guy is a baseball manager. Yeah. Like, I've never seen somebody walk onto a screen and be like, that guy's
a
manager.
He's spot on.
Ah, it was great. Just the way he moved.
Yeah.
Like every baseball movie.
I know.
What a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a shame that movie is out right now of our bracket.
I know.
It's tough.
I was tweeting at people about it. I was like, vote up Moneyball. Like, definitely better than Bull Durham. People were not happy about that on Twitter.
Yes. People love Bull Durham.
People love Bull Durham.
Nostalgic feel.
Well,
for
I was stumping hard for 42 over The Natural.
That's tough.
And first of all, The Natural is a terrible movie. Second of all, Jackie Robinson is one of the most important Americans ever.
It's true. Right.
So
the recent movies just aren't going to do.
Yeah, I feel like it's because people really want to have that like sunk into their hearts child
watch
like,
this
nostalgia
a kid. Yeah.
Which is really a good deal of why I like Bad News Bears and The Natural because I grew up on Turner Classic Movies and it was on all the time. Robert Redford forever.
Well, my mom loves Robert Redford and so that she's like The Natural.
He's great. You think Costner could have played that role, Roy Hobbs?
There's no way.
Not as
well.
Not as well as Redford.
Costner always does the like kind of, I don't know, he has like a world weariness.
Right. Like for the love of the game.
Just like that. Okay. All right, let's move on here to our final and deeply important question. Josh Kalmenter of the Diamondbacks taught a physics class to his teammates. Not something you expect to see every day in spring training or in a baseball field or, I don't know, outside of a physics classroom. And so we're impressed by that. And it got us wondering this. What college class would your favorite player teach if they were to teach a college class similar to Kalmenter's? Gemma, who'd you go with and why and what?
I have a lot of questions. I just have so many questions about this initial, you know, thing.
The Kalmenter thing.
Yeah, like, did someone ask him to do this? Was he just like, people deserve to benefit from my encyclopedic knowledge? I'm just going to set up a small school for the benefit of people.
I think that's what happened. On his own, he wanted to do it.
I mean, I love this, obviously. As a big nerd, I'm pro other nerds. So I was glad that he was like, let me explain the laws of physics to everyone. But it was hard for me to pick a favorite player first in the very beginning.
I agree. It was hard for me to pick a favorite player.
That's like secretly the hardest part of the question.
I love them all.
There's so many favorite players. And then it's like, Would the class just be like, oh, let's like hang out, let's make it super practical, like Adam Jones, why don't you teach a class on like food presentation, and it'll be at culinary school, and then we'll just go to different restaurants together and eat. Like, that would be great.
Oh,
right?
That sounds great.
Wouldn't that be so fun? And then we would fill out little cards, and we could be like, oh, the food presentation, like, blah, 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 the different flavors on your palate. It would be the worst, but also we would be the worst.
Yeah.
We would take pictures of our food, and everyone would hate us, but we would have a great time.
Yeah, culinary social media class.
That would be a great class.
That would be great.
Yeah. I also thought about classes that I took in college that I really liked. I took a really fun choreography class. Like, who could teach a really awesome choreography class that I would like? Munenori Kawasaki. Obviously. That would be great. Would learn about the moves from him. Yes, he should be a professor. He wears glasses sometimes, too. I think as a style. He wore them once.
Stylish, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's
He does have glasses. Yeah. It's true, yeah.
I don't know if he needs them or if he just wears them because he wants to, but he wears glasses sometimes.
Because he wants to.
Yeah.
Probably.
Sometimes he wanted to complete the look. I don't know. So he could be a professor at NYU, and then NYU would have some MLB baseball cred.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was also thinking one of my greatest regrets is that I never learned Japanese, so here is an excuse for me to bring up my favorite player ever, Ichiro Suzuki. So
oh, yeah, that'd be great. Japanese. He would be a great professor, I think, yeah.
Yeah, Ichiro. He would have good stories.
Great stories.
Yeah.
He'd be very cool.
He'd be stretching the whole class, like across the room, just stretching.
Yeah. I love Ichiro.
And he knows a lot of good American idioms, so I assume he knows a lot of really hilarious Japanese ones, too. It'd be great.
Yeah, he speaks Spanish, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's a little Spanish.
He speaks everything. He knows all the languages.
Best teacher ever.
Yeah.
Professor Ichiro, that's my final choice.
Maybe he'll be a professor after. Maybe. I mean, probably. I can see that.
Honestly, he should be like the head of the UN or something.
He should be. No, that's a great idea.
He should be the new Secretary General.
Yeah, the Secretary General. He should be in charge
of the UN.
I think
he should.
We should tell him that.
I think that's
right. Name one person who doesn't like Ichiro. You can't. Right? So, interesting. All right, well, that's, I think, the real lesson here. Monaghan, what college class would you want your favorite player to teach?
I was just thinking of classes that I took. I took a class, Movies and the American Experience, and...
Did you watch Field of Dreams?
No. We didn't it wasn't part of it for some reason. I don't know why. But I was thinking John Axford would be a good professor for that, right? He's a very big movie buff. This professor was awful that I had. He was like, he would, you know, do impersonations of all the movies during class, and they're terrible. And so I think...
Were you doing right now to demonstrate?
No, I'm not doing that, no. I barely went, but John Axford. But I think Axford, you know, he's got the Oscar predictions every year. He seems like he sees every Oscar, every movie, every great movie during the year. I think he would be, you know, he's knowledgeable about movie history and stuff. So I think he'd be a good professor for that.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
I was thinking of my favorite players, Bartolo Colon.
Yeah. What could he teach?
He could do like a psychology class, like psychology of aging type class. You talk about, you know, how to stay successful in what you're doing as you're getting older.
Like a seminar.
Yeah. Just like that type of thing. Like how to just deal with life, you know, as you get older and be happy. He's always happy. He's always smiling. How to be content with, you know, as you change, your body changes, you know, all that stuff.
Great.
As you get older.
I would take that class.
A psychology class.
That's wonderful.
Professor Bartola.
That sounds Professor good. Bart.
Yeah, I mean, he already is basically a professor.
So. He is.
Teaching all the youngsters.
He's a mentor, you know. Yeah. That's part of the class, how to be a mentor.
Love it.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Those are good ideas.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good. You've brought good ideas.
Oh, I'm glad.
Maybe we'll invite you back again.
Thank you. So how about you?
I had a few. I didn't necessarily think of, like, favorite player, and I just thought of players who would have interesting classes that I think would be fun to take. So the first one I thought of, Mike Trout, who is one of my favorite players. So, I mean, every player
is your favorite.
It is. They are. So I thought Mike Trout, advanced studies in meteorology. Right. We know that he loves weather. That he knows a lot about weather, and he can teach me what the different cloud formations are and what effect the jet stream has on climate in the Northeast. All that. I'd be interested in all of that. I think he'd be great. And then I thought, all right, well, that's kind of obvious, right? So I felt like, well, what if I just do like a full course load here, right? So that's one class. Here's the second class. The aerobic benefits of measured locomotion, taught by Professor Joey Votto. That man knows walking. He recently gave an interview where he said in order to prepare for the season, he walked a lot. Yeah. No one understands walking better than Joey Votto. that would be a great class. He could teach me how to walk. He could teach me about the history of walking, the physical benefits of walking.
Love. I actually once read a book about, that had a chapter about the history of walking.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be interesting.
It was actually pretty interesting. Really, so I would take that class.
Yeah, I would too.
I would take that class. I would take any class that he taught there. He seems like a smart guy.
Well, that's
a,
he does. Yeah. And he's funny too. He's very funny.
Really funny. Yeah. Wry. Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of these are positive things.
He has a little bit of a temper sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I
do your homework.
I'm not gonna make it mad. I'll go to class every time. That's the goal here, is to learn. And then the final one: are smiles contagious? A sociological investigation, taught by David Ortiz.
Smiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
what
nice.
Would the class be? Just and hugging? Coming in and grinning at everyone?
He would hug everyone. Yes. He'd walk just in, go through hug the aisles.
That's the whole class. And then he just hugs you.
He would just like laugh and have a really good time. And you, and if you weren't having a good time, he would come up to you and be like, "Why aren't you having a good time?" And then he would hit a home run, and he'd be like, "Yeah!" And that would be the class.
And then the second week, he'd be like, "Here's visiting Professor Bartolo Colon."
Yes, yeah, I know.
They could do it so. Yeah. Could go back and forth.
That'd be great.
Guest speaker Bartolo.
Yeah. Like all. Oh, that'd be so fun. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
I would take that. Yeah. That's so a great course load.
Good elective. Yeah. Into that.
Yeah, definitely an elective. Yeah. That was my course load. It was just those three.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're not going for 16 credits?
No. Just 12.
You're not trying to graduate on time?
No, I'm taking my
time. Joke course.
Trying to graduate on time.
Yeah. Smiling class.
What is your degree even in, Dakota?
You know.
What school is this?
It's the school of hard knocks, okay? That's
the
what it is.
The school of hugs.
The school of
gentle pats on the shoulder.
Yeah, oh.
You can take your hovercraft.
I mean, I am a millennial. Yeah. I need gentle pats on the shoulder.
Yeah, with hovercraft parking.
Yeah, this is the best school ever. I don't know what you people are talking about. You guys are insane. All right, well, because you guessed my 20 questions of Mr. Matt,
you have to go first.
I have to go first.
Awesome.
Let me sum up the podcast in 140 characters right now.
Whew.
And here I go. Pulling up to Cut 4 University in my hovercraft. Period. Listening to the Moneyball soundtrack. # Cut 4 cast.
Oh. Ooh. Does your hovercraft have a tape deck? Like, how does that?
You know, maybe it could. Depends when it was built. I may have gotten a classic hovercraft.
I can't even.
So it would appreciate in value.
Is the university surrounded by a swamp?
Yeah, it's in the Everglades. Cut 4 University is in the Everglades.
There's like alligators jumping.
Jumping out of the water. I don't even know what a hovercraft looks like.
You've never seen a hovercraft?
I feel like Mario Kart, they had hovercraft.
I'm picturing like the Mars rover. I just
yeah,
know
it's,
what
I think
what
it's
it
like
is.
That. Yeah.
It's like a thing.
Yeah,
no,
thanks, man.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm picturing.
No, you know an airboat. You know what an airboat looks like. It's like that, only some of the air gets channeled underneath the boat, and there's sort of like a rubber or like a vinyl skirt that goes around the bottom of it, and then it lifts up like a hockey puck, and then it just kind of floats around.
I'm basically picturing a UFO now.
It kind of looks like a UFO, a little bit.
That's what it is.
All right, well, what do you, Matt got, I think Matt got
Yeah, Matt got
so
it.
Yeah, Gemma,
it.
You
so
have to
I will
go.
I will go
pod.
Second. Okay. Let's go to Cut 4 University and learn about # bad news bears from @JohnAxford. # Cut 4 cast.
Nice. That's a good one.
He would tweet that. Yeah.
Yeah, he probably will.
All right, Monaghan.
Okay. Welcome to Hug University. Bring your own hot dog machine. #CutForecast.
That's it. That's all you got.
That's it. That's all you need for Hug University.
Well, I've muted you now. I've muted you on Twitter.
Why are you bringing hot dog machines to Hug University?
Yeah, I know.
You gonna hug the hot dog?
There's too much going on there, Matt.
Yeah, you know, you get a hug, you get a hot dog. Hugs and hot dogs. That's what more do you need in life? That's my new tweet, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
#CutForecast.
That's good.
That's a good one. Okay, I would retweet that because that's true. What more do you need?
Picture of Bartolo Colon and a hot dog. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah, with the, yeah. Yeah.
If you have a tweet that better summarizes this podcast into 140 characters, which I don't think you do this week. These are some strong tweets.
Strong tweets. Solid
but if you think you do, and if you want to go up against the masters, tweet them at us at Cut4 with the #CutForecast, and we will retweet the ones that are the best. We will favorite the ones that are slightly less good, and I personally will taunt you if they're terrible. And that's true. I'm at Dakota Gardner, so let me know. And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at Cut4. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Cut4. Our writing, all of our content goes to MLB.com/Cut4. Guys, Gemma, what are you working on that you're excited about right now?
I really liked the post that went up today that we did with Cespedes Family Barbecue.
That's true.
We
yes.
did a post about players with the best shapes of their lives.
It's true.
It's fun. I did some art for that. I'm really proud of it. I think it looks good.
Definitely true.
So
yeah.
They're funny, and my art is funny. So go look at it.
Go look at that. That's the Cespedes Family Barbecue guys. They're with us now. They're in our family now.
Love it. Yeah.
Matt, what are you excited about with Cut4?
I think people should vote for the movie thing. You know,
yeah.
movie
yeah,
bracket.
Sure.
Down to the final four tonight at midnight. So vote on those four movies, and hopefully Field of Dreams wins it all. You know?
Yeah, that's get out the vote.
Go to
yeah,
the
get out the vote. And spring training starting, first game, I think, starts soon, right?
Yes, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
And you can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and while you're there, you can write us a review. We will read it on the Cut4Cast. You can also leave stars for us, 1 to 5. We won't read the stars because those are symbols and not letters
we'll count
and words.
Them.
But we'll enjoy them and appreciate them. But yeah, so while you're there, write us a review. We'll read it here on the Cut4Cast. Matt, thank you for being here.
A pleasure.
Thank you for finding your way here.
Please come
once.
Back. Have a parade in the streets of New York the next time you come back.
I will.
Okay, good.
I absolutely will.
Gemma, thank you for being here and not killing me.
It is a struggle every day.
I know it is. But mostly, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.